This is Ian Newson-Blessed in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City lost 3-1 at Tooting and Mitcham. 2-0 down quite early on, but we really battled back. It was a fantastic goal by Kaizini. It was one of those things where, like, if half-time hadn't have come, I reckon we would have got back to 2-2 there, but they seemed a bit more organised in the second half. But we really battled, especially from 2-0 down, I felt.
Yeah, I thought the boys battled well, to be fair. To be 2-0 down quite early on, unfortunately, I think it was within 18 minutes. We've conceded two really early. To be fair, looking back at it, we'd have to look back at it properly. The first goal, the nine looks like he's offside. He's come back. Great strike by Max. We know what he's about. He's one of the best in the league, to be fair, and he's been around a long time. So fair play to him. Took it well. Then a penalty, modern day. It's a penalty, unfortunately. There's a hand in the air and it's hit it. And then, as you say, we battled back really, really well. Showed a bit of grit about us. Zini's took his goal exceptional, let's be honest. And to be fair, Devon today, you know, big shout out to him. He's run himself into the ground for 90 minutes. He's given us everything he can, along with Zini. And probably the goal showed what they gave us today as well. And then, yeah, half-time probably needed to come a little bit. But if we was given another 2-3 minutes, we might have got an equaliser. We did get on top for a bit. And then, yeah, they come out in the second half. We was on top for 10-15 minutes. They started slowing the ball down, started to slow the game down, got themselves back under composure. And unfortunately, an own goal was given them the third.
Situations again, but you've got Bill Wilson in goal, who did a fantastic job. I hear he's not a full-time goalkeeper. I think he did rather well, in my opinion, considering he's come in at a temporary measure, I feel.
Bill Wilson, where to start with Bill Wilson? Bill's been with me and Cole, been around me and Cole now probably 6 years. At one point was flying, had a horrible leg break 3 years ago, very horrible leg break at Banstead. Tried to come back at Ashford, didn't quite feel it too much when we was there. And then this pre-season he come in, done a bit of coaching, to be fair to him, with the boys. And then he's gone on from there, come in today, done us a job. In my opinion, there was a couple of moments where it was like, Bill, remember where your goal is. But he composed himself, pulled off a couple of really good saves, to be fair. Showed his hands, saved a fair of hands. Yeah, as you say, he's done us a real good turn tonight. So fair play to him. But also, like, two games, we've not had a keeper that is a full-time keeper. We had our centre-half in goal on Saturday. Not a lot of people know that. And then tonight, to have Bill come in and help us out and do us a job. We've got to give a little bit to the back four as well. They have protected our keeper at times. But yeah, fair play to him. Move on to Saturday, Hawley.
Yes, Hawley on Saturday. And, well, I know it's early in the season, but yes, let's get back to the Spectrum and let's try and get 3 points.
6-pointer. I know it sounds silly and we're talking like 6-7 games into a season. 6-pointer, simple as that. We can't let that pack get away from us. For everyone in this ground tonight, I think if you're watching as a neutral, that's not a 3-1 game. If we both walk away with a draw, probably a fair result on the turn of things. They've won. Yeah, okay, they might get a bit of home advantage in there. But Saturday's massive now. Can't let the pack get away. We need to keep ourselves within touching distance of mid-table. Or even the teams above us. Training on Thursday. Work on some bits and pieces that we know we've got to work on. Get back to the Spectrum. Get you guys behind us even more. And hopefully come away with some points.
Thanks for your thoughts, Brad.
No worries, mate. Cheers.